How does a gold IRA work? Do you want to retire comfortably? If that's the case, you should do everything you can to safeguard your wealth from inflation, stock market volatility, currency debasement, and geopolitical instability. Specifically, you need to consider a gold IRA as it allows you to preserve your wealth in gold, silver, and other precious metals, assets whose health does not correlate to the dollar. But exactly what is a gold IRA? How does it work? Well, stick around to get your answers. Before I get started, if you're interested in learning all about the lies that gold IRA dealers tell, and what to do about them, check out the top link below in the video description for a free report that goes over it all. Again, to learn more, click the top link down below in the video description to get all the details. To start us off, what is a gold IRA? Simply put, a gold IRA is a retirement account that allows you to invest in physical gold as well as other precious metals. If you are keen on diversifying your savings and creating a hedge against inflation, a gold IRA will serve you just right. And just to add, a gold IRA offers valuable tax benefits like other IRAs. An important thing you need to understand is that a gold IRA is a type of self-directed IRA, meaning it allows you to include other assets besides stocks and bonds in your account. Another thing you need to note is that physical gold is considered an alternative investment, so it's not allowed in a regular IRA. So, putting two and two together, since gold IRAs are a kind of STIRA, they can contain gold and other precious metals on condition that they observe IRS regulations. Regardless of the gold IRA, government laws outline the type of gold you can hold in your account and where to store it. Luckily, gold IRA companies make it easy to meet these specifications and incorporate precious metals into your retirement savings. Let's now go over the different types of gold IRA accounts. To learn more about gold IRAs, click the top link down below in the video description. Just like normal retirement accounts, there are different types of accounts, each offering unique tax benefits. Let me walk you through the three types of gold IRA accounts. 1. Traditional gold IRA. This is a tax-deferred retirement savings account that functions just like traditional pre-tax IRAs regarding taxation matters. And why is that? Well, your contributions and gains are not taxed, and often, the contributions are also tax-deductible. The Internal Revenue Service determines yearly contribution caps of $5,500 if you are below 50 and $6,500 if you are past 50 years of age. With this account, you'll have to settle tax on your distributions upon retirement. 2. Roth Gold IRA. This is an after-tax retirement savings account that pretty much works like a Roth IRA. And even though there's no beforehand tax deduction with contributions to this nest egg account, the major benefit is that you do not have to fork out any taxes in the future when you start to take distributions during retirement. 3. SEP Gold IRA. A SEP Gold IRA is for you if you are self-employed or own a business. Essentially, the SEP Gold IRA functions like a pre-tax traditional IRA since you do not pay taxes on your contributions. Even so, it comes with a steeper contribution threshold. Specifically, instead of the $5,500 limit, you can contribute up to 25% of your income or $53,000, whichever is less. Now that you've learned about the different types of gold IRAs, let's go over the details for opening your account. Step 1. Open a self-directed IRA with a custodian. Just to elaborate, a custodian is an IRS-approved financial institution such as a bank, trust company, or brokerage. Step 2. After setting up a self-directed IRA with a custodian, you also need to choose a precious metals dealer that will make the actual gold purchases for your IRA. Luckily, you are not on your own because your custodian may be able to recommend one. Also keep in mind, not every self-directed IRA custodian provides the same investment choices, so it's really up to you to ensure that physical gold is one of their offerings before setting up your account. You can also open a self-directed IRA as either a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. Up next, let's see how you can fund your account. So, here is the thing. After opening your account, you need to put the necessary finances into it, and there are several methods of doing that. Let me quickly tell you about them. 1. Cash contributions. This is easily the simplest method for funding your gold IRA because it is all about contributing money directly into it. You can buy gold and other offerings when your money is finally in your gold IRA. 2. IRA transfer. Do you have an IRA? If you do, you can complete the necessary documentation to move the assets to your gold IRA. You can then convert them to cash so you can purchase gold or other precious metals when the assets reflect. 3. Rollover. If you've set up a 401k or other retirement plans, you can roll over the money into your gold IRA and buy gold or other precious metals. Now, it's important to note that your gold IRA can't have any type of precious metals or physical gold. So, let's go over the IRA-approved gold and precious metals that you can include in your account. Gold IRAs can hold more than just gold. You can buy and keep other precious metals such as silver, platinum, and palladium in your gold IRA. But even so, the Internal Revenue Service has specifications on the coins and bullion that you can include in your gold IRA to ensure that you only purchase high-quality metals with long-term value. Speaking of which, gold coins and bullion must attain a 99.5% fineness or higher. With that out of the way, let's draw our attention to where your gold is stored. So, there are two primary types of storage for precious metals, and let me just go over them individually. 1. Segregated. Segregated storage means that your precious metals are held in a separate storage area and will be separated from other customers' coins or bars. Your precious metals are marked and stored with your name and IRA account number, so, whenever you take them out, you will receive the exact metals you initially purchased. 2. Commingled. Commingled storage means the depository stores your metals alongside other customers' metals rather than separately. When you take your metals out, you won't necessarily receive the exact coins and bars. Instead, you'll receive equivalent metals. Moving ahead, let's quickly run through the pros of a gold IRA. 1. They offer tax benefits since contributions made to traditional self-directed IRAs are tax-deductible while qualified withdrawals from Roth accounts are tax-free. 2. Since a gold IRA is self-directed, it gives you greater control over your investment. And what about the cons of a gold IRA? 1. High fees because you pay the custodian for storing, insuring, transporting, and even buying your gold and other precious metals. 2. You do not enjoy any tax-advantaged income because gold does not offer any interest, dividends, and other returns. Over to you guys. What do you think of gold IRAs? Would you open one? Let me know in the comments below. To learn more, click the top link down below in the video description. The link below will allow you to get a free gold IRA guide instantly. Again, to learn more, click the top link down below in the video description to get all the details to everything. Found the video useful? Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Thanks for watching, and see you in the next video.